Next thing you know, we got $10,000 to give away today with Cash Cow. 10 chances to win. First chance will happen at 8:20 this morning.
That's amazing money right there.
Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township at BennettChevy.com. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the 9th day of October. It's Fire Prevention Day. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason for the party today, International Beer and Pizza. 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Did we mention it's Cash Cow $10,000 Thursday today? That's right, $10,000 up for grabs with Cash Cow. 10 chances to win. First chance will be at 8:20 this morning. It's Cash Cow, $10,000 today. Good morning, we're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. A coastal storm packing winds up to 60 miles per hour. Heavy rain and tidal flooding could be hitting us this weekend. Here at the shore, we could see up to 4 inches of rain and potentially significant beach erosion. The storm projected to develop Saturday night with the strongest winds and heaviest rain sweeping across the state Sunday and Monday.
No word on the cause of a fire that destroyed the clubhouse at Frog Rock Golf and Country Club in Hamilton earlier this week. An explosion and fire brought firefighters to the property just after 2:30 in the morning on Tuesday.
In sports, the Philadelphia Phillies knocked off Los Angeles to stay alive in the baseball playoffs last night. The Dodgers are up 2-1 in the best-of-5 series. Game 4 is this evening in California. Meanwhile, the Yankees were eliminated by Toronto last night. And the Eagles have the Thursday night NFL game tonight. They'll play the New York Giants up in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny, breezy, cooler, high of 63.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl update.
I wanted to say, I know lately everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here.
Dolly Parton just hopped online. She's setting the record straight. She said, I ain't dead yet. After fans were flooding her with prayers and concern that her sister asked for, she admitted she's been dealing with some health stuff since losing her husband, Carl, but made it clear she's not dying, just healing and still working away in Nashville.
I wanted you to know that I'm not dying.
See, she's not dying. She's fine.
I'm not dying either.
Yeah, good. See, thank you, Joe. Thank you for that. Darius Rucker, he's not dying either. In fact, he just put a ring on it.
He's getting busy.
He's engaged to Emily Deal and shared the sweet news on social media. Fans are loving the massive diamond. It is gorgeous. I'm not going to lie. Rucker says Emily's brought him a level of happiness he's never, ever known. You can check out the rock Darius gave Emily. We've got it up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Hey, Darius, can are you donating those? Are you just giving those out? What's the deal? It's Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.3.
Wait a minute. You didn't mention the biggest part of that story.
What biggest part?
Darius Rucker.
Age gap?
59.
I knew you were going to say that.
The girl, 30. Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. $10,000 on the line today with Cash Cow. 10 chances to win $10,000. First chance is at 8:20. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy. Again, 8:20, your first chance to win $10,000. And I just want to set the record straight. You have no problem with Darius Rucker getting engaged. He's 58. She's 33. Again, that age difference is pretty close to your and I age difference.
Are you asking me personally?
I'm asking if it offends you, if it bothers you.
I think it depends on the person that it is.
Really?
Darius Rucker?
So you could see yourself dating somebody 25, 6 years older than you.
I could see myself dating Darius Rucker.
Really?
I'll say that.
Really?
I can see myself dating Darius. It definitely depends on the person, but I would say as an overall arc, no.
For me
I
to
could
be
not.
With somebody who is 33 years old would
Darius
just
Rucker.
Drive me nuts every single second. More 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Thursday. It's a big holiday. It's a Cash Cow $10,000 today. First chance to win is at 8:20. Meanwhile, we got a big holiday up in Canada this weekend. Actually, I think it's Monday. It's Thanksgiving Day in Canada. Did you know they have Thanksgiving Day in Canada?
I have to say, I am today years old.
Really?
Yes. I did not know whatsoever that that was a thing.
This guy from TikTok explains just what Thanksgiving is in Canada. Kind of.
It's the Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend. So happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian friends, to my American friends. There are a few differences from ours to your Thanksgiving that you might not be aware of. First of all, the head of each family gets to wear the ceremonial beaver pelt hat. And before we sit down to eat our traditional meal of moose meat and ketchup chips, we give thanks exclusively to Ryan Reynolds, Wayne Gretzky, Keanu Reeves, and Celine Dion. Then after dinner's done, we play a quick pickup game of hockey right on the dining room table.
Right.
The loser has to apologize for 2 hours straight. Once the apology is accepted, they then have to...
Catchery 107.3 Mornings with Joe and John. I time now for your Catchery Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you miss out. Our joke in the morning is in from Aaron in Egg Harbor Township. I think Aaron's a boy because it's spelled...
A-A?
Yeah.
It's A-A, Ron?
Yes.
Thanks, Aaron.
Man went to a Halloween party with nothing but a naked woman on his back.
Oh. Okay.
The host says, what are you supposed to be? I don't understand. Guy says, well, I'm a snail. The host says, how can you be a snail when all you have is a naked woman on your back? The man said, oh, that's Michelle. Michelle.
He named her.
No, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle. Got it. I didn't get it. Now I got it.
When you have to. Catchery 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. You want some help? How about $10,000 help? Cash Cow is here with a $10,000 Thursday prize today.
Yes, please.
We're going to give you 10 chances to win $10,000. First chance is at 8:20 this morning. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township at BennettChevy.com. Cash Cow, $10,000 on the line. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Lakeland, Florida. Today's story will be told by Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Take a listen.
So we arrested Walter Freimier. He's 51. We got a call that he was naked inside of a restroom at a public park. So we ask, is he naked or buck naked? You can be naked and still have your socks on. Mm. But if you're buck naked, you're totally naked. Well, anyway, our deputy gets there. The dude's got all of his clothes on. So we're nice, and we send him out of the park and trespass him and tell him we're not going to arrest you, mm-hmm. even though people saw you here without any clothes on.
Naked.
We're going to give you a break. So what does he do? He goes across the street and hops up on the railroad train track and trespasses again. So the deputy arrests him. We find out he's already got 25 prior arrests and been to state prison 5 times.
Wow. Jeez.
So not only is he trespassed, we've got him in possession of meth. Well, I've talked about meth doing crazy stuff to you, right? You ain't gonna believe this. So we put everybody through a body scanner.
Here comes the dump.
To make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail. Well, you might have thought Walter was bringing drugs into the jail. He brought a thermos into the jail. That's right. He put it up the exit ramp. You know what I mean? A thermos about this size. No, it wasn't this one. We had to take him to the hospital. They had to find a specialist.
Oh.
It was quite the ordeal.
I bet it was.
You don't believe it.
We think it was a Stanley thermos, actually.
That, I don't even want to know that.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. An ATCO man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a boat crash that killed a passenger and injured 2 others 2 years ago. The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office says 44-year-old Jason Santo was convicted on charges of reckless death by auto and assault. The accident occurred in Great Bay in August 2023. Police say he admitted to being intoxicated and speeding his boat when he crashed into a channel marker.
Layoffs due to the federal government shutdown are not expected at the FAA Tech Center in Egg Harbor Township. Congressman Jeff Van Drew says any layoffs would target the Department of Transportation in Washington, not here.
Republican Jack Cittarelli was in Galloway at Seaview Resort yesterday to meet with members of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce. He says he'll refuse to apply the annual fiscal Band-Aid to Atlantic City and other major cities if he's elected our next governor.
And your South Jersey weather for today. On and off rain this morning, maybe a little afternoon sun, high 72 this morning. Temperatures will fall this afternoon.
Mornings with Joe and Jana. $10,000 Thursday with Cash Cow. That means $10,000 is up for grabs today.
Woo!
Somebody's going to win $10,000 today. First chance to win is at 8:20 this morning. Right now, Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs.
First up, we got our famous birthday of the day to get to. It's Scotty McCreery. He's 32 years young today on kid number 2. He's probably up right now, honestly. Scotty McCreery, 32. Happy birthday.
Debbie Baugh turned 65 yesterday. Happy birthday, Debbie.
Happy birthday
to Maria Darmanio from Old Vineland Tavern, Old OVT.
We love Maria and OVT.
She's 54 today.
Happy
Maria,
birthday.
A former winner of the Cat Country Bartender Contest several years ago.
That was so fun.
Happy birthday to Dawn Warren of Linwood. Tina Gorosino of Linwood has a birthday. It's Catherine Ernst's birthday. She's from Hamilton. She's 43. Alexandra Silivanch of Manahawkin is 44. Glenn Charles of Dennisville has a birthday today. It's Jackie Tomlinson's birthday. She's from Millville. Samantha Cook of AHT celebrates today. Happy birthday, Vicky Kerbeck of Ocean City.
Vicky.
Crystal Heinman of West Deptford celebrates today. It's Bonnie Duberson's birthday. She's from EHT. Shannon Chiera of KMA Courthouse is 46. Happy birthday to Karen Porter of Linwood, who's 63. Deb Whitehead of Millville is 68 today. And happy birthday today to Bob Toboski of Vineland. Bob is 68.
Happy birthday, Bob.
We missed you. We just ran out of room. Happy one to you as well. Our birthday person of the day today is Glenn Charles of Dennisville. Woo! Happy birthday, Glenn Charles. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. It's Cat Country 107.3. Welcome to a Thursday morning. Well, the more things change, the more things stay the same. When I was a young adult many, many years ago, it was something I strived for. It's something young adults still strive for today. It's purchasing your first home.
Yes.
It's like, I think we can do this. The only thing we need is a down payment. And that's tough because you're just trying to make ends meet. You don't have room to save.
Correct.
How do you save for a down payment? Well, ladies and gentlemen, today we want to help you secure your down payment.
Yes, we do.
We have a $10,000 prize today in Cash Cow, which would be perfect to put down on your new home, your dream home, your first home, or any home. $10,000 up for grabs today with Cash Cow. What you need, first of all, is to listen to Cat Country 107.3 today between 8 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. About 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, we're going to give you a code. Now, in order to use that code, you need the Cat Country 107.3 app. So if you don't have our app, download it right now. It's easy to find wherever apps are downloaded from. It's called Cat Country 107.3. Download that app. Right in the middle of the app, there's a button that says Win Cash. You can hit that Win Cash button when we give you a code. You're going to type in your code. And hopefully, we'll be calling you tomorrow to tell you you won $10,000. That would work, right?
And it's the day that your life changed forever. You're going to remember it.
$10,000 win coming up in about 10 minutes. And in about 58 minutes, Cash Cow, $10,000 at stake. So it's time for that that time of the month that we give you worldly advice here on Cat Country 107.3. Today's advice for men. So we do this twice a year. We give advice to men because that's
what we do.
We need it just twice.
Oh, okay.
So, right. Jonna, you're going to move in with a guy. A guy is going to move in with a girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. What three pieces of advice do you have for a guy who is about to live with a woman for the first time?
Okay. Number one, don't complain about her makeup all over the bathroom sink. Okay. Especially when you guys are running out of the house. She's going to get to it. She's going to clean it up as soon as she gets home. It drives us nuts too. Mm. We're just getting ready and we need to go. Okay. Let it be.
Number two.
Number one. Number two, don't ask what you can do for chores around the house. You're observant. You have eyes. Don't say, oh, well, you didn't give me a list of what to do. If she doesn't need a list, you don't need a list.
Okay.
You're a grown adult. If there's dishes in the sink, wash them. Does something need to be swept on the floor? Sweep it, because she's doing the same thing.
All right. Number three.
Number three.
Piece of advice for guys about to move in with girls for the first time.
You are now the permanent trash and recyclable taker-outer for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Unless you're not there and it needs to be out desperately, this is now your job. I don't make the rules. It just is what it is.
So those are Jonna's three pieces of advice for guys about to move in with women.
Correct.
Right. Now we have this guy on TikTok with...
I'm going to get annoyed. I know it already.
These are really good.
Are they?
These are really good.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. These are my top three pieces of advice if you live with women.
Okay.
Number one, don't sneeze. It startles them and it leads to feedback about your own sneezing style. So either wait till they're not around or just run outside. Okay. Number two is... breathing. So they don't want to see or hear you breathe. So what works for me is I pretend I'm in a coal mine and I'm trapped. I've got a pocket of air and there's rescuers on the way, but it's going to take a while. So it's really shallow breaths, almost through a tiny straw, just enough oxygen to keep your body functioning, but no more. Number three, if you always sit in the same place on the sofa, your body is going to indent that cushion and ruin the couch. Yeah. So what you got to do is you got to brace yourself with your arms and your core, and you just hover above that cushion. Hover.
So Jana had hers and his advice to guys moving in with women. Don't sneeze.
Those two.
Don't breathe. And never sit on the couch. Cash Cow, $10,000 is the prize today. We're going to give you 10 chances to win Cash Cow, made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy. First chance to win will be at 8:20 this morning. Then every hour thereafter, it's Cash Cow. It's on Cat Country 107.3. Right now, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air, brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Up for grabs on trivia this morning. $50 gift certificate to the Birdcage in Atlantic City.
We love it there.
Birdcage, that's B-Y-R. Birdcage, the ultimate destination in Atlantic City for delicious food, even gluten-free food, killer cocktails, unforgettable vibes. From brunch to dinner to late-night cravings, join us for unforgettable flavors at Birdcage, birdcageac.com. $50 gift certificate. Here's the question. What's the number one thing family members text one another? What are they texting each other about? What's the number one subject that family members text one another? Is Dad in a bad mood today?
That definitely could be it.
609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Not what we're looking for.
The number one subject, country or die trying. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, $50 gift certificate to Birdcage in Atlantic City. That's Birdcage, B-Y-R-D. Here's the question. What's the number one subject that family members text each other about? 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We're ready to head to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Politics.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Yikes. I thought this was a safe place. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it what's for dinner?
And what's the answer? I don't know. That's right. You're a winner.
Take out. Oh, that's awesome.
What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, where are you from?
Epsegan.
Any idea what's for dinner tonight, Kelly?
It's going to be takeout.
Oh, hey, that you. Works good for me.
You. Kelly, we've got a $50 gift certificate to Birdcage in Atlantic City for you. Congratulations.
Congrats, Kelly.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. What's for dinner? That's the number one subject that family members text each other about. And the number one answer is, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't care.
We'll figure it out.
Somebody make a decision.
Avocado toast for the win.
Congratulations to Kelly. She's our winner. Your chance to win on trivia same time tomorrow morning. And of course, 8:20 this morning, Cash Cow, $10,000. Text each other about what's for dinner. And that, of course, has gotten me thinking about what's for dinner tonight. And she's our winner. She said takeout. That sounds good. Pizza sounds good. What's the most controversial kind of pizza you've ever had? Controversial in terms of, like, what kind of toppings on your pizza have you ever had?
What kind of toppings?
Anything out of the ordinary?
I don't know if it's out of the ordinary for everybody, but I will say for me, it was definitely... I pulled the piece by accident, and there was a little bit... You know when sometimes when you get half and half?
Yeah, so what's your answer?
Some of it, like, trickles on the side.
What's your answer?
It was ham.
Okay.
And no.
Was it have pineapple on it?
No.
Have you ever had pineapple?
Well, the one side did.
Have you ever had pineapple on your pizza?
No.
Really?
No, correct. I've never had
Hawaiian pizza before. Not bad. It's just different than what you normally would have.
I'm not a fan of ham.
I live in Egg Harbor Township. The folks at South End in Egg Harbor Township make a killer buffalo chicken pizza.
Oh, see, that I would try. Yeah,
mild or spicy. So I like
that.
But DiGiorno is out with a pizza just in time for the holidays.
Oh, what'd you do, DiGiorno? I'm scared.
DiGiorno's Thanksgiving pizza.
Is there stuffing on it?
There's no stuffing.
Okay.
There's turkey.
Okay.
There's crispy onions.
Okay.
Green beans, dried cranberries, and gravy.
I will not be trying this.
Topped with mozzarella and cheddar cheese. Try it. Let us know how it is.
Because I won't be.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. You know this morning, a coastal storm packing winds up to 60 miles per hour. Heavy rain and tidal flooding could be hitting us this weekend. Here at the shore, we could see up to 4 inches of rain and potentially significant beach erosion. The storm projected to develop Saturday night with the strongest winds and heaviest rain sweeping across the state Sunday and Monday.
No word on the cause of a fire that destroyed the clubhouse at Frog Rock Golf and Country Club in Hamilton earlier this week. An explosion and fire brought firefighters to the property just after 2:30 in the morning on Tuesday.
In sports, the Philadelphia Phillies knocked off Los Angeles to stay alive in the baseball playoffs last night. The Dodgers are up 2-1 in the best of 5 series. Game 4 is this evening in California. Meanwhile, the Yankees were eliminated by Toronto last night. And the Eagles have the Thursday night NFL game tonight. They'll play the New York Giants up in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny, breezy, cooler, high of 63.
Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, one day you're young and reckless. The next, you're looking forward to soup season.
Yes. Oh my gosh, we're here and I'm here for it and I'm so excited.
Number 2, most women need a little reassurance. Like when she says, oh, you want to see crazy? Reassure her that you do not.
Hey, no,
number,
for your own good.
Number 3, my Uber driver didn't talk to me the entire ride. 5 stars. Number 4, why do bugs have to bite? Can't they just rub your feet or something instead?
Ew.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. She used me for content, Your Honor. Joe and Jana, ladies and gentlemen, you want to pay attention because right now it's your chance to win $10,000.
That can do a lot of damage. Out. A lot of damage $10,000 can do, including 33 Phillies playoff tickets if we hang in there at $300 a pop. That can get you and your entire crew to the game. There you go.
Down payment on a house.
That's probably better.
Nice payment on a car. $10,000 up for grabs today. We're going to give you 10 chances to win. Very first thing you need to do if you haven't done it, download the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's called Cat Country 107.3. When you open up the app, there's a button there that says Win Cash right in the middle, left of center. You're going to hit that button, and you're going to type in the code we're going to give you now. We're going to give you a different code 20 minutes past the hour, every hour through 5:20 p.m., about 20 minutes past the hour. When you get the code, put it in, you're on your way, hopefully, to $10,000. Your first code of the day, your first $10,000 cash cow code on Cat Country 107.3 is 759.
There it is, 759. You're on your way to 10K.
759. It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Well, it's good news, bad news today. Of course, the good news is we're giving away $10,000. Next chance will be at 9:20 this morning and every hour until 5:20 p.m. The bad news is this. Disney World prices have just gone up again.
Yep.
Again. As of yesterday, the price for one ticket. Well, actually, if you want to go to Disney World and Animal Kingdom, that's the cheapest ticket. Mm-hmm. It's going to stay the same, $119. But if you want to get into, what's the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
At Disney World, if you want to go there during peak times like Christmas and New Year's weeks, each ticket per person, $209.
Oh, geez.
It's going to be over $200 a lot of the times. You might luck out and get something for under $200, but $209. It's that Scotty McCreery. It's his birthday today. He's 32. And that's also Darius Rucker. He's 59. And we announced earlier that Darius Rucker, age 59, has gotten engaged to his new girlfriend, who's...
my age?
33. Yeah, so yes. He's my age. She's your age.
Yeah.
That blows... This relationship blows my mind. While there might be some advantages that we can't talk on the radio for Darius Rucker to have such a young girlfriend.
Sure.
And I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know this for a fact. I would say that they better be good advantages because the trade-off of someone my age hanging around all the time with someone of your age would be...
would be...